We go to Dallas now, where relations between police and citizens are going to be tested after the killing of five police officers and the wounding of seven more at a protest about police violence last night. One suspect, 25-year-old Micah Xavier Johnson, told police he was upset about Black Lives Matter and wanted to, quote, kill white people, white officers in particular. Johnson himself was killed with the use of a police bomb robot armed with explosives. City Councilwoman Tiffany A. Young is a Texas native. She represents the 7th District in Dallas, Texas. Councilwoman Young, welcome.
Thank you.
Can you assess the mood of your community and your constituents after the horrific events last night?
We have heavy hearts here in the city of Dallas right now as we mourn the loss of life with some of our police officers. But then in particular, as the representative for District 7 in the city of Dallas, it is a community where in the past we have seen some officer involved shootings. And so it is a community that is dealing with a lot right now, and it is a situation that we are truly really going to have to be thoughtful as we move forward in understanding both ends of the spectrum. And we understand that we can still be supportive of our police while we also send the message that just as in any profession, that we want to make sure that everyone is functioning and treating our citizens with dignity and respect. And so the community is in a state of shock. The community is hurting right now for a number of reasons. And I think the emotions, it just run the full gamut.
Were there members of your community in your district who were out at the protest last night?
Yes, there are members of the district, and the district that I represent actually stretches from far south in Dallas down to what we call South Dallas proper, which actually connects to downtown. And so my district is very close to where this incident took place. So there are members of the district that were there. It let me just make sure I reiterate what was a very peaceful protest.
Councilwoman Tiffany A. Young, how would you characterize overall, if you can, the overall relationship between members of the Dallas Police Department and constituents where you live?
Our police chief has really worked hard in terms of community policing. We have an event coming up that was already scheduled that they started last year called Let's Talk, where they are reaching out to our high school students to try to better engage them and form those relationships with young people and the police officers and really engaging them with police officers and then even with the foot patrol and getting our officers out in the community and neighborhood police officers. And so even in the midst of that, you still have members of the community who quite honestly are distrustful. And that is something that we will continue to work on here in Dallas in terms of building that trust. We know that trust is something that it takes a long time to build and can be ruined in a number of seconds. And so we will continue, and as the council member for District 7, I will do everything in my power to continue to help bridge that gap and continue to make sure that we are building positive relationships with the community and the police.
And it seems like there is a real risk now, not only in Dallas, but in other communities. The conversation this country has been having for a couple of years over the dangers of confrontations between police and African Americans in particular, but other people of color, now mixed with that conversation about, well, police get killed too.
It is a conversation that we certainly have to carefully construct how we find that balance and how we have that conversation. Certainly, we would be hopeful that in days to come that we would be able to come together as a community. And that is just what we're calling for. Come together. We want to come together not only in Dallas, but in communities across this country. I have friends that are elected in Baton Rouge and there in St. Paul, Minnesota area. That's just the conversation that we are talking about and what types of policies we need to be looking at as policymakers and how we can be intentional in what we're doing as leaders in our communities and what the message we need to carry back into our communities as to how we can come together.
Tiffany A. Young represents the 7th District in Dallas, Texas. Councilwoman Young, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.